Hello, my name is Georgi and I'm a software engineer at Simplero. Today I wanted to show you a feature we just released. It's called the surveys. Surveys are custom questionnaires that you can send to your customers. You can use them for a variety of things. For example, you can collect feedback for a course that just ended, or maybe you want to ask your customers about a new idea that you have and if they're interested or not. So you can access surveys from the contacts menu, and let's create a new survey and see what feature it provides. So we're creating a survey that's going to collect feedback for a new course that is called Healthy Living. This is the survey builder. We can start adding new fields to our survey by clicking on this button. And this is the list of all the fields that are available. We can start by adding a contact email field. It's always a good idea to ask the respondents for their email, because if they provide the email, we can associate their response to a contact we already have, or a new contact will be added if it's a new contact. So here we can change the labels on this input. For example, what's your email? And then we can continue adding new fields by using this button right here. Next, let's add a new field where we ask our respondent where they're from. So for we can look for the country field, which we can make required or not. It's the same for all the fields. So here we can see that we have a list with all the countries in the world. And next, let's ask our customers what they think about the course. For this, we can use the rating field. Let's ask them, for example, we can change the scale here. We can make it be for 1 to 10, for example. But for this example, let's leave it with the defaults. And at this point, we can change the order of the fields. We can add new ones. We can edit them or delete them. And a good idea is from time to time to check how it looks, which we can use with the preview button right here. As you see, my email has been auto-completed because I'm already logged in with my Simplero account, and all the fields works as expected. So one really powerful feature of the surveys are the so-called conditional fields. Let's say we wanted to ask users who didn't like our course why exactly they didn't like it. So let's add a new field, which we can call And once we add it, we can set a condition for this field so that it would only show up if the answer to the previous question is 1 or 2. After we save it, we can go to the preview again, and we see that the field is not here, and it only shows up if we pick 1 or 2. And as you can see, this is really powerful stuff. We can mix and match multiple conditions, and we can really create really, really complex workflows with this. And at this point, we can continue adding more fields. And when we are ready, we should enable the survey by clicking the live switch right here. And we can copy the link and start sending it to our users. And before that, I just wanted to show you some of the other fields that are available. These are the special ones. For example, the divider, it's just a horizontal line that's useful for creating more space in the survey. And there's another field that is special. It's called the section. So the section, it's a dropdown that contains or includes all the fields below it. So once you add a new section, it automatically includes all the fields until the end of the survey or until the next section. And this allows you to group your questionnaire or your survey in in a different way, so that not all the questions are visible at the same time, which is obviously better for the user because they don't know how much time is remaining until they fill it in. And you can add multiple sections and only one of them can be visible at a time. So now let's just go and fill in our survey and see how it looks after it's filled in. So yeah, this is my email. I'm from Bulgaria, and let's just say why we didn't like the course. After the users submit their response, we can go to the responses page and we can see that the response is here. We can open it and see the exact answers that the users provided. So this is basically it. I hope you like the feature, and if you have any questions, you can ask our awesome customer support. Bye!